I'm certainly not no big preacher. Just God counted me faithful, put me in the ministry. Appreciate the singing. Bible said if we have hope in this life only in Christ Jesus, we'd be of all men most miserable. I've met a lot of miserable people.
That's right.
Amen. One reason they're miserable is they didn't have a promise of tomorrow.
Amen.
And God's not the God of the dead.
That's right.
Bible said He's the God of the living.
That's right.
And I know we live numbered days. I know our life's but a vapor, appears for a little while and then vanishes away. I understand all of that. But I just want you to know we made a poor decision in the Garden of Eden because the Bible said by one man.
Yeah.
That's right. Amen.
Sin came into the world and death by sin. It was a poor choice. Could have had eternal life.
Yeah.
And we've continued to make poor choices. And I thank God for the day that I chose to give my heart to Jesus. I'm glad He was willing to receive me. I'm glad He was willing to forgive me and willing to save me. I thank God for that. I kind of wished I could go through it again. Man, that was the most wonderful thing.
Yeah.
Now, I didn't know nothing, still don't know much of nothing now. But a man had told me that Jesus Christ loved me. And he said, Eddie, if you'll just ask Him, He'll forgive you and He'll save you. I mean, I was already under conviction. I went to church, heard the Word of God, and I have to admit, buddy, the pains of hell got a hold of me, and I was looking for relief. I was trying to find a refuge for my soul. And He gave me the best illustration I guess I've ever heard in my life. He said, Eddie, let me explain it to you like this. He said, if your little boy done something wrong, and he come to you and said, Daddy, I'm sorry. He said, Eddie, what would you do? And I said, I wonder I'd forgive him. He said, the same way with God.
Amen.
He said, just come to Him. Don't try to impress Him with words. Just say, I'm sorry. And ask Him to forgive you. And you know what? I still remember the prayer I prayed 30 years ago. I remember kneeling down there by my bedside at 9000 Ebony Road. I couldn't wait till Sunday. This thing was better than me. I wanted to wait till Sunday, but I couldn't. And I knelt down there, and I didn't know nothing about nothing. But I knelt down there, and I said, Dear Lord, somebody told me You loved me. Somebody told me that if I'd ask You, You'd forgive me my sins and You'd save my soul. And I said, Lord, the best way I know how, right here, right now, I'm asking You to forgive me and save me. Our Sunday school teacher this morning, Brother Randy, talked about the peace. He said the peace of God, or the way of peace he'd not known there in Romans chapter 3. There was a peace flooded my soul. It took the place of all my condemnation. All my, boy, it felt good. All my guilt gone. All my condemnation gone.
Yeah.
And the joy unspeakable full of glory was so wonderful. I had to get up and go over and look in the mirror. I guess I thought I was going to have a halo. I didn't see no halo. I think the horns are still there.
Amen.
But what that mirror couldn't show, praise God, even to this day, I can't hide. I'm glad that Jesus Christ came in this world to save sinners. And if He can save the chiefest of sinners, He can save old common sinners like you and me. We'll take our text this morning out of Proverbs chapter 22. If you want to open up your Bible there. Proverbs chapter 22. I do desire your prayers this morning.
Amen.
There's a lot of territory here. And I'm just a little dog. And it's a lot for a little dog to cover here. I've got some notes wrote down here, and the reason I've got these notes wrote down here, this the Word of God is breadth and length and depth of it. It's a whole lot more than people realize. It covers a lot of things. Matter of fact, it covers everything. But we want to take our text out of Proverbs chapter 22, and I just want to read a few verses here, and I'll comment on a lot of other verses, but we'll start our reading in verse number 19. God here doing the speaking. And He says that thy trust may be in the Lord. I have made known to thee this day, even to thee. Have not I written to thee excellent things in counsels and in knowledge, that I might make thee know the certainty of the words of truth, that thou mightest answer the words of truth to them that sinned unto thee. Now I'm preaching this morning on the authority of the Word. I preached last Sunday on the authority of the Savior. And I'll be preaching next Sunday, good Lord be willing, on the authority of the saints, and by all means come next Sunday. I'm going to give a testimony that I have to admit, you're not going to believe it. I have a hard time believing it myself, but it did happen to me. And we do have a lot of authority. And in the case of this testimony I'm going to share with you, I didn't exercise that authority. I don't have no second thoughts or regrets about it, but I will share that with you next Sunday. Help me pray. Father, we thank you for the privilege to stand for your word. Lord, we know that you chose the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. We know your word says, how shall they hear without a preacher? How shall they preach except they be sent? Lord, you told your preachers to make their calling election sure. Lord, we're thankful, Lord, that we are sure we're called of God, been anointed of God, not only to preach, but Lord, even deliver this message, dear Father, here today. We ask for your help because Peter said, let every man minister as the Lord gives ability. We need your help, Lord. We can't, without your help, do anything. You told the disciples in John 15, you said, without me you can do nothing. Most people are doing so much of nothing and don't even realize it. But Lord, we want to do something for your praise and glory. And therefore, we ask for your blessings upon our efforts today. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. I'm preaching today on the authority of the Word of God. Now, I want to mention a couple more verses here real quick. Job chapter 12, verse 11, and Job chapter 24, verse 3 mentions that the ear tries the word. I mean, you're hearing me today, and you know, maybe you got a hearing aid, I don't know. I got glasses here to help me see. But the ear tries the word. You'll hear the word that I'll speak today, and the word I'll speak today will be God's word.
Yeah.
But you know, your words and my words are not like God's word.
Right. That's right.
And even though the ear tries the word, God's word tries the ear.
Amen. That's right.
And in Acts chapter 7, there's a young man named Stephen, and he's delivering the message of God. Buddy, I'll tell you what now, he ain't spineless, he ain't holding back. I mean, buddy, he's delivering this message. And he says he rebels. He calls them by their name. He said, you do always resist the Holy Ghost.
Uh-huh.
And the Bible said that when they heard it, they got mad. They rushed on him. They gnashed on him with their teeth. And they ended up stoning him. And as they stoned him, the heavens were opened to him. And he saw the Lord standing. They saw his face as an angel. But they saw him looking up into heaven. He said, I see the Lord standing. Now I've heard it said that the Lord could have possibly thought about coming back for his church even right there, but waited for you and me to be able to get in the family of God. But that word, boy, it gets the job done. God said his word would prosper in the thing it's sent to do. It would not return void.
It's
the word of God is what needs to be preached from the pulpit today. I don't mind a bit giving testimony, but I don't need to neglect the word of God in the giving testimony. There's just no substitute for it. Paul told a young preacher named Timothy, he said, preach the word, be instant in season, out of season. He said, reprove, rebuke, exhort, with all long suffering and doctrine. He said, for the time will come, they'll not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lusts shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears, which means that means they want to know what you want to hear, so they can tell it.
Yeah.
And they'll be turned from the truth to fables. Now, we've not followed cunning fables. We're following the Word of God.
Yes.
When I first got saved, Brother Ed, I didn't know a whole lot. I don't know a whole lot right now. I'll confess you, I'm about as dumb as a box of rocks. But I was sincere.
Yeah, amen.
And I had a hunger. And I had a thirst. And I was like the heart painting after the brook. I was hungering.
Yeah.
Thirsting after God.
Right.
I mean, I had a hunger.
Amen.
I couldn't handle it. It was
right.
bigger than me.
Amen. Come on.
And here I am trying to feed it. And my wife, my precious wife, 42 years, she's trying to help me. She bought me about 6 different Bibles. And I love her, but I have to admit, only one of them could get the job done of what I needed with Mitchell.
That's right.
Now, she brought me a living Bible. It was dead in a tombstone. And, you know, she bought me this Bible, and she bought me that Bible. And, man, I have to admit, I tried them all out, but there just wasn't no light in them. I'll get to where I'm going here in a minute. But I was sitting in the cafeteria out there at work, and I was reading my Bible. I spent a lot of time reading my Bible. I was reading at home, at work, and everywhere else. But anyway, as I was reading my Bible, a good brother in the Lord, Brother Mike Gibson, come by. He's my elder brother. He said, "What you got there?" I said, "Bible." He said, "Let me see it." He picked it up, and he looked at it. It's American Standard. He said, "That's a toilet Bible." He said, "Throw that thing away and get you a good King James Bible." I really didn't know what that meant. I told my wife, I said, "Get me a good King James Bible." Well, when she got me that good King James Bible, now, I don't know about your Bible, but my King James Bible, right in the front of it there, it says the Authorized Version. Mm-hmm. Now, it's impossible for God to lie. Hebrews 6, verse 18. Titus chapter 1, verse 2. God who cannot lie promised. I can't preach His Word if I don't have His Word. But Psalm 68, verse 11 says the Lord gave the Word, and great was the company of those that published it.
Amen. That's
66
right.
books yeah, point to one that. Thing. Yeah. Low in the volume of the book, it's written about Him. I'm telling you, find Him throughout that thing on every page.
Yeah.
Somewhere in there, there's a mention of Him. And somewhere in there, there's a metaphor about Him.
Right.
Somewhere in there, buddy, you can learn about Him. And I didn't know everything back then. I didn't know His Word was a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. I didn't know I needed to hide His Word in my heart that I wouldn't sin against God. I didn't know that the path of the just has a shining light that shining more and more than a perfect day. I didn't know back then that if I needed His disciples, I needed to continue in His Word and I know the truth and the truth will make me free. I didn't know back then that God is light in Him with no darkness at all.
Right.
If we have fellowship with Him,
we've
got to walk in the light of Jesus.
Amen.
I didn't know back then. I still learn a lot of things. But I'll tell you one thing. God never leads you wrong.
That's right.
If you'll let Him lead.
Right.
If you'll ask Him for help, He'll get it.
He will.
Now, He won't beat you over the head. And I'll tell you what He'll do. He'll stretch out His hand.
Mm-hmm.
He said, "Let me help you."
Amen.
He'll take that hand, He will help you. Mm-hmm. Ask Peter, he's sinking out there after walking on the water. There in that bed, I don't know why a man would get out of a perfect good boat. Said, "Lord, if it be Thou, bid me come." And he stepped out on the waves, started walking to Jesus, closer he got to Jesus, the less he thought he needed Him. He started sinking, and he said, "Lord, save me." And the Bible said immediately, he stretched forth his hand, pulled him up. And then he rebuked him a little bit, went forth to die down. Now, this word is the end of all controversy. As a matter of fact, your opinion is like my opinion. We kind of like armpits. We all got a cup on it, all stink.
Yeah.
But His Word, God commanded His Word to 1,000 generations.
Mm-hmm.
God magnified His Word.
That's right.
Above all of His name. Paul, in the midst of a controversy, in Acts, Galatians, chapter 4 verse 30 or chapter 5 verse 30. He said, "Nevertheless, what saith the Scripture?" See, that's the bottom line. There's no other foundation to lay on except the Word of God.
Right.
If you build upon any other foundation than the Word of God, it's wood, hay, and stubble. Mm-hmm. Everything you build on that foundation, it's on the rock. The winds can blow, the storm can come, the waves can come, the rain. It's going to stand. It'll stand the test of time.
Right.
As a matter of fact, this Word is eternal as God. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 24, verse 35, "Heaven and earth will pass away, but my Word shall not pass away. It's going to be forever."
That's right.
This Word, Jesus said, "The words that I speak, they're spirit and life." It's a little different, His Word.
Yeah, right.
You see, this Word, Jesus said, will judge people in the last day. There's just no getting around this word.
Right.
I mean, you just got to have, I mean, Pilate told, Pilate's wife told him, have thou nothing to do with that just man. I've suffered many things today in a dream because of him. That's mission impossible. Hmm. I mean, there's just no way not to have nothing to do with Jesus and right. him to live, move, have our being. Right. Every one of us is going to give account of ourselves at the judgment seat of Christ. Every knee is going to bow, every tongue is going to confess he's Lord and the glory of God the Father. But this word's a lot like that. Now you can claim I can't read. You can claim to be ignorant. But I promise you this, if you want it, God will make his words known to you. You find it in Proverbs chapter 1. Proverbs chapter 1, God said, how long you simple as we love simplicity and scorners the light and their scorning. Turn to my reproof and I'll make my words known to you. God will make his word known if you want. Matter of fact, James chapter 1 says, if any man lack wisdom, I believe it's verse 5, let him ask of God.
Yes.
God give you wisdom. As a matter of fact, that happened with me. After I got the right Bible, Brother Ed, I started reading. I struggled a little bit to understand what I was reading.
Yeah.
And I fell down. I said, Lord, this is your word. I'm your son. Open your words to me. Make your words known to me. I might have it for my sake and for the sake of others that I meet in life. And amazing to me and everybody else, he did it. He opened his word to me.
Yeah.
Put his word in my heart. I've had it. Praise God. It's a blessing. Amen.
Amen.
But you ain't going to get too far without this word. You follow on this word, you'll live. If this word falls on you, it'll grind you to powder.
Yep.
His word is a fire. This word makes his ministers a minister of fire. Jeremiah chapter 20 verse 9 about his word, and Hebrews chapter 1 verse 7. This word declares that God is a consuming fire. Hebrews 12, 29. This word will get the job done. Matter of fact, it's the only thing that'll work. I'm telling you, the bottom line is this word right here settles all the controversy. This word right here, buddy, I'm telling you, it'll bless you. This word right here, it'll cause you to grow. Peter said, as newborn babes in Christ, desire the sincere milk of the word, that you may grow thereby. I'm telling you, we're born again by this word. We're not born again of corruptible, but incorruptible by the word of God that liveth and abideth forever. 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 23. We're begotten by this word. You see, you can't sow any seed. Anybody here a farmer or raise a garden? You can't plant corn seed and expect green beans to come up. You can't plant taters and expect watermelons. I mean, you reap what you sow.
Well,
if you put that ground, brother, you put in there right, put a little fertilizer with it, cover that ground up, put a little water on it, pretty soon it comes through the ground, and it'll bring forth what you planted, amen?
Right.
Well, that's kind of the way this word is. The parable of the sower said a sower went forth to sow, and he sowed good seed, but when it came up, it had some tares mixed in with it.
Yeah.
And he mentioned an enemy had done it. And as he gave an explanation about the parable of the sower, he said the good seed.
Yeah,
amen.
It's the word of God. That's a lot of churches ain't growing, Brother Ed, today.
Yeah, that's right.
Because they're not using the good seed.
Amen. That's
now, God
right.
said,
amen.
Cease, my son, to hear instruction.
Amen.
It causes you to err from the words of truth. I don't listen to men if they don't use the King James Bible. You see, God's not the author of confusion. I won't be able to quote the word of God.
That's right.
I won't, you know, God offers the best. I want the best. Man, you just can't offer anything any better than what God offers. But God gives us His Word. He said we ought to give the most earnest heed to it, lest at any time we let it slip. I've met a bunch of them have let it slip. But oh, listen, this good Word. God gave His Word to Abraham, and when he couldn't swear by no greater, he swore by his own name. Abraham said, that's good enough for me. That's Hebrews chapter 6, verse 13. You know, God gave us His Word.
Yes, He did.
He gave us exceeding great and precious promises to us, word. If you don't know what those promises are, you can't claim them.
That's right.
I mean, I'm down there praying this morning at 2:30. I said, Lord, your word says I'm poor and needy, yet the Lord banketh on me. I said, I know you're thinking about me right now. I mean, Psalm 34 verse 6, this poor man cried and the Lord heard him. Saying about all his troubles, I know God was thinking about me. Then I thought about Psalm 34 verse 8, no taste and see that the Lord is good. Hallelujah. It's good. Everything about God is good. Amen. There's nothing to be refused. was just that bad. You know what? So I said, I want more of God. I said, what are you willing to put down to get more of God?
Yeah, that's right.
Well, I'm not willing to put down anything. I said, don't expect to get more of God. I'll just tell you right now, buddy, you have all the God you want. I'm telling you, he's a blessing. He's a blesser. He's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. But without faith, it's impossible to please God. You know where faith comes from? Romans 10:17.
Right.
Now faith come by hearing. And hearing.
Right, by the word of God.
By the word of God.
Amen. That's right.
Boy, if you just got faith the size of a little grain of mustard seed, more God honor that.
That's right.
There was a woman had an issue of blood, and she'd suffered many things of many physicians. And she grew nothing better, rather worse. And she spent all that she had. I don't know how this got to her, but somehow or another she heard about Jesus. Her doctor may not have been altogether on the money, but she thought, if I could just touch the hem of his garment,
amen,
I know I'll be made whole.
Yeah. Right.
Now here's a multitude thrown in Jesus. And you know, I mean, I can only imagine what it'd be like when God walked on this earth. I can only imagine being able to handle the word of life. I can only be able to imagine to be an eyewitness of his majesty. But here he is, and Brother Ed, the multitudes are throwing him. Mm-hmm. Here, a little old woman back here with an issue of blood. Oh, she's desperate.
Amen.
And she's making her way through there about like a blue jay, trying to get through all them little cracks and gets up right behind Jesus and curling. She reaches down and touches the hem of his garment.
Amen.
And the Bible said immediately, she is made whole. And Jesus stopped. And Jesus turned around. And Jesus said, who touched me? And the disciples said, Master, the multitude phoned me and asked about who touched me. But he knew that virtue had went out of him. And the woman, when she saw that she is not healed, you know what, Calvary's looking right straight at her.
Yeah.
She said, Lord, I touched you.
Yeah.
I believe if I can just touch the hem of your garment, I'll be made whole. He said,
that's right.
Sunday school teacher, he said, go in peace.
Yeah, that's right.
Your faith will make you whole.
Amen.
Oh, boy, listen. God can do exceedingly.
Right.
Yes, he can.
And abundantly.
Yes.
But
right.
All we ask for. But he was just trying to improve me.
Yeah.
He says, come unto me, all you that labor heavy laden. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. My yoke's easy. My burden is light.
Yeah.
You'll find rest unto your soul.
Amen.
Don't waste your time. Run to him. I spent 34 years running from God. I'm ashamed of it.
Yeah. Amen.
But one day I had no sense to run to him. And I have to admit that's the best day of my life.
Amen.
I may not have known nothing about him before that day, Tina. But as of April 27th, 1988, I know God personally. If I ask you right now, if you knew Donald Trump, you'd say, yeah. And I said, do you know him personally? You said, well, no, I don't know him personally. I know Jesus Christ personally.
Amen.
He knows me. We talked this morning.
Right.
And I'm praying this morning, 2:30 in the morning. And the whole house shook. I thought I was having a Pentecostal experience. Come to find out, Lemon fell out of a tree out there beside the house, fell out of the roof of the house. And the poor little old dog, we got a little terror there. Hey, it lays down beside me while I'm praying, and it jumped that high up off the ground, went about four different directions. I have to admit, I quit praying around the door. I thought somebody hit the house with a car. I couldn't figure out what was going on. I thought, well, praise God, I'm really getting through. It got daylight. I looked right down at the big limb out there. Got that around it on the ground. And I thought, well, you know, I still praise God. It was thrilling just to think, you know, that praise God, you finally broke through the barrier. Amen. The Bible said we can boldly come to the throne of grace and make our petition known. But oh, listen, this word is a good seed. This word will bring forth the good fruit.
That's right.
You got to sow the right seed to get the right crop.
Right. Amen.
Oh, me. This word will help you. This word, I tell you what, it's necessary. No church can ever grow without adhering to this word. This word has to be rightly divided. Paul told Timothy, study to show yourselves. Study to show yourself approved unto God.
Amen.
A workman that be not ashamed, rightly dividing.
Right.
the word of truth. You can't, I heard a preacher one time preach on the radio, and he's my elder brother, but he was in the wrong. And he preached and he said, "My Bible tells me you gotta endure to the end to be saved." Now listen, that sounds good.
Yeah,
that's not true.
That's right. That's right.
I mean, whosoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved.
That's right.
I mean, listen, buddy. By grace I'm saved through faith, that not of myself. It's a gift of God, not of works. I see man supposed. I wrote that man a letter. I said, you can't say that. In the tribulation, you will have to endure to end.
Yes, that's right.
Listen, it's age of grace. Whosoever will let him come drink the water of life freely. It's age of grace. You can be forgiven. You can be saved. Man, you can get blessed. But in the tribulation, you listen to this. This is scary. In the tribulation, you'll have to have a testimony of Jesus that gets killed right off the bat. Because mm-hmm. Antichrist is going to be here.
Right.
You'll have to keep the Ten Commandments of Moses. That's an impossibility. Mm-hmm. And you have to love not your life unto death. You'll be slaughtered like an animal. I don't want that. I don't want it for you. Praise God, I'm glad God got a nail-scarred hand reaching out to us and says, "Hey, I'll forgive you. Hey, I'll save you. I'll help you. I'll bless you. I'll be there for you." I'm glad we're living in the age of grace. I don't want nobody to have to go through that tribulation. That 7 years of Jacob's trouble. Whenever one of those 7 years, God's going to pour out a vial of the wrath of God. And the Bible tells us, I believe 1 Thessalonians chapter number 5, that we've not been appointed under wrath. And praise God, we haven't. But to obtain salvation through the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, I don't want to be here when they pour them wrath out. I don't want to be here when men gnaw their tongues for pain and want to die and death will flee from them. I don't want to be here during that time. It's coming.
Yeah.
The Bible said, woe to the inhabitants of this earth. It's coming.
Right.
It's great tribulation. Jesus said, like the world's never seen. And you know, you might have trouble, but nothing like these troubles. I'm telling you, it's going to be bad. But oh, praise God. I'm so glad that God had a better plan for us. He got better promises for us. He made a better place for us. And praise God, by this word we find out those things. And you know, I talked about rightly dividing this word. Let me give it for instance. Let's just per se here today take this verse. Judas went out and hanged himself. And then connected to this verse, Jesus said, "Go thou and do thou likewise." They just don't fit. Is Tommy, is that right?
No.
Me and Tommy was talking about working puzzles. Some of the pieces just don't fit. I mean, they only go where they fit.
Amen.
This word fit the joints together. It only go where it belongs.
Right.
And you can't take a verse like Judas went out and hung himself and take a verse, "Go thou and do thou likewise," and try to put them together. They just don't fit.
Right.
Amen. Good preaching, Brother Andy. That's why you got to rightly divide it. You know, people will tell you a lot of things. Now, in Acts chapter number 17, there's some the Grecians are more noble than those in Thessalonica. I think it's verse 11, Acts 17, verse 11. "And that they received the word of God already some mind." And Brother Ed, they searched the scriptures daily.
Yes.
Where those things were sold. I recommend that.
Yeah.
Keep your, you know, my
right.
pastor,
right.
he knows I'm a preacher.
Right.
And you know, I have to admit, I follow along with him. I'm reading as he's reading.
Yeah, right.
I'm saying amen when it's there. When it's there, I'm keeping my mouth shut. I'll tell you right now, buddy, this word right here is important. This word right here, we ain't going to make it very far without it. This word right here, some things hard to be understood by them that are unlearned, unstable. They struggle unto their own destruction, this word.
Right. Amen.
This ain't like Reader's Digest.
That's right.
You can't just pick this word up. I've read it through 17 times completely. First year, I spent the whole year on my knees saying, "I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry."
Yeah.
I already knew I was sorry, but I just didn't know how sorry I was. I spent the whole first year down there saying, "Lord, I'm sorry."
That's right.
Oh, it's like looking at yourself in God's mirror. In my mirror, I didn't look that bad, Brother Mitchell. But in God's mirror, I saw all my imperfections. I saw all my flaws. I saw old wretched man that I am, like Paul, who said, "A living in this body is dead. Thanks be to God to give us the victory through Christ Jesus our Lord." I'm telling you, boy, this word. Oh, spend some time in this word. Amen. Brother Andy, kitchen Sunday school this morning. Talked about Moses getting those Ten Commandments up on Mount Sinai. He said, those wasn't written by men. I said, that's right. These are written by the finger of God.
Right.
All Scripture is given by inspiration of God.
Amen.
Profitable for doctrine, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. We got an instruction manual.
Yes,
Peter said, not by the will of man, but by the will of God. Holy man of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
This Bible right here is a modern day miracle. If the world could, they'd get rid of it. If the world could, they'd burn every one of them. But I want you to know God said this word. It's always going to be here. This word ain't going nowhere.
That's right.
This word fixes broken things. Let me share this with you real quick. Mark chapter 5. There's a man. No man can tame him.
Mm-hmm.
He said, devil's a long time. I've met lots of them like that. Matter of fact, that'll kind of be that testimony I'm going to share next week. Don't miss it. But he couldn't be bound with chains.
That's right.
Brother Jerry, he couldn't be bound with fetters.
That's right.
He's got his dwelling in the tomb.
Yes.
Brother Mitchell, night and day, he's crying.
Yeah.
He's cutting himself. Nobody can help him, Brother
right,
Ed.
Right,
he's
right.
In worst case scenario. The world don't want nothing to do with him. Mm-hmm. They shut him out. Amen. They act like he's not even out there. And here comes right. The Word of God.
Right.
He sees the Word and runs to it.
Right.
Oh, listen. I thank God for the Word of God.
Amen.
And the Bible
Amen.
Said after the Word of God got to him,
right.
He said, clothed up
yeah.
And in his right mind. And glory to God. I said, go tell your family and your friends what great things the Lord has done. Can you imagine the testimony of this man?
Amen.
Oh, I saw God do a lot of things. But he done them all through this word. Amen. They sent some officers to arrest Jesus.
Yeah.
They came back without him. They said, why didn't you bring him? They said, never, man.
Right.
Like that man. I mean, boy, there's just something different about that word, brother. I mean, there's just something different. There won't nothing else work, Brother Ed.
No.
I'm telling you, buddy. I told him when he asked me to come, I said, I won't compromise on the Word of God, and I won't.
That's right.
I'll tell you right now, you get mad at me all you want. I'd rather have you mad at me, have God mad at me.
Right.
I'll tell you right now, I've been in trouble with God before, it ain't no fun. But oh, me. Here's a blind man, John chapter 9. He may not have knew all the theology, but he knew this much. He said, one thing I know, whereas I was blind, now I see.
Right.
You may not be putting in, framing into words. I'll tell you one thing, you know what happened.
Yeah.
When you had more than a close encounter with this word, you had a head-on collision like the Sunday school teacher this morning about Saul running into Jesus. He might have been high and lifted up on his way to Damascus, breathing out threatenings. But I guess he thought Jesus was a little limp-wrist Jew. I don't know what his conception of Jesus was, but he wasn't afraid of him until he met him.
That's right.
And oh, me, after he met him, he never was ever the same. He threw everything that he'd learned at the feet of Gamaliel as dung, threw it away for the excellency of Jesus. Whew. He suffered many things for the name of Jesus.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, listen. He got straightened out. You know, Jesus does one thing real good. He makes crooked straight.
Yeah.
I was crooked as a dog blade, but I'm straight as a gun barrel now.
Amen.
Hey, listen, I'll tell you what, boy, I'm glad God straightened me out. I'm glad he put me on a street called straight. I'm glad he established my goings, ordered my steps, and allows me to walk them. Because
yes.
I listen, I want to honor him. I want to, you know, the Bible talks about I can't quite bring it to my mind right now about walking before God in a beauty of holiness. It's a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
When God's able to brag on you. You know, he's able to brag on old Job. He said, none like him in the earth. Boy, what can't do but God can brag on
him. That's right.
Oh, listen, he said, they're still going. They quit. They're still going.
Right.
They might be struggling a little, but they're still going.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My daughter was going to come with me this morning. She called me last night and told me she was going to come. I wish I could tell you that I had any faith at all in her being here this morning. I know her intentions were right, but there's a devil down here. He ain't never going to let you do nothing.
No, that's right.
He stands right now ready to resist any desire you have.
Yeah.
Do anything for God. You just got to make up your mind. You know, Jesus set his face like a flint towards Jerusalem, and he never looked back.
Right.
That's right.
I mean,
amen.
It wouldn't have done no good for Abraham to offer up Isaac. But one thing Abraham said, he said, God provide himself a lamb.
Yeah.
There's a lot in that statement. Amen. John the Baptist seen Jesus, said, behold the lamb, takes away the sin of the world. Christ, our Passover lamb, was crucified for us. He went up that hill, the Lamb of God, and allowed himself to be sacrificed for the sins of the whole world. Mm-hmm. And praise God, God accepted it. You can find that in Isaiah chapter 53. God accepted that sacrifice. He said there remaineth no more need for sacrifice. He said he saw the travail of his soul, and he was satisfied. He said that satisfies the demands of sin.
Yeah.
That satisfies the wrath, the wages of sin. I'll accept that. Whosoever will accept him, I'll accept them on his behalf. You know, Jesus on the cross in Luke chapter 23, he said, Father, forgive them. And no matter what they do, if you want to know how God felt about that, in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 38, even as God, for Christ's sake, has forgiven us.
Yeah.
That's how anyway he got forgiven. Listen, there's a sad commentary in Jeremiah chapter 37, verse 17. There's a spineless king named Zedekiah asking the prophet Jeremiah. Here's what he asks. Is there any word from the Lord? And the answer is, there he is. Now, Zedekiah, he didn't accept the word of God.
Mm-mm.
He didn't accept the will of God. The Bible said he slew his son before his eyes, and he put his eyes out.
Yeah.
Then he put him in chains and put him in prison. The Bible said in prison he died. Now listen, there is a word from the Lord today, and it's good. It's good to you. It's good to me. It's good to all.
That's right.
Brother Randy, this morning started out in Romans chapter 3, verse 23. He said, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And that's true.
That's right.
Uh-huh.
Amen.
Look here. But all are loved.
Yeah,
all can be forgiven.
That's right.
All are welcome.
Amen.
All are welcome. Come! Unto me, said the Lord. Let's reason together. Oh, your sins be as scarlet. I'll make them white as snow. Oh, they be red like crimson. I'll make them as wool. God's invitation is come. Pilate said, what shall I do with this Jesus, which is called Christ? You're going to have to do something with him, friend.
That's right.
He's either going to be your Savior, or he's going to be your judge.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm glad, praise God, he's my Savior.
Amen.
Woo, I don't go nowhere without him. I have fellowship with him diving down the road.
Yeah.
I try my best to be a blessing. I don't want to be a burden. I was a burden to the heart of God. You know, when you read Genesis chapter 6 about it grieving the heart of God that it even made man, I don't want to be that no more. I want to be a blessing.
Amen.
I want to honor him with all that I have.
Yeah.
I tell you, I want to sing his songs. I want to praise his name.
Yeah.
I want to shout to high heaven, thank you, Lord, thank you.
Yeah.
You know, there was 10 lepers. Jesus told them, go show yourself to the priest. And as they went, must have been Baptist, Brother Ed. They looked down, saw this cleansed.
Yeah.
One of them returned.
Amen.
A Samaritan.
Yeah.
He returned and gave glory to God.
Yeah.
Jesus said, were there not 10?
Yeah. That's right.
That's right.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Woo!
Yeah, man.
Bless him.
Amen. Bless you. Bless
were there not 10?
Bless you, brother.
Woo!
God bless you.
Bless
you. Whew. Oh, that's not. Let us not forget to thank and give God praise.
Yeah.
Oh, listen, I come in this world with nothing, but I believe with everything. Woo!
Amen.
Hallelujah! I'm going to kick gold dust up when I get to heaven.
Amen.
That's why they came to a gold town to keep the dust down. One of them backslidden Baptists finally gets to heaven. Brother Randy commented this morning about the jail service. He said, everybody in there ain't lost. Some of them in there. thou about faithfulness, says the flippy little beef.
Yeah.
Sometimes trouble's a good thing. Jacob got in trouble. You know what he did? He went back to the house of God.
He went back to Bethel and started all over again. Yeah, he did.
You know what? That prodigal son got in trouble. The Bible said he come to himself. He said, my father's servants have bread enough and to spare. And I perish with hunger. He said, I'll rise, go to my father and say, Father,
right.
I'm no more worthy to be called your son. Just treat me as one of your hired servants. Boy, his father saw him a ways off, went and fell up on his neck, kissed him, put shoes on his feet, mm-hmm. put a robe on, put a ring on his finger, go kill a fatted calf.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, me. So great.
Amen.
Salvation. Amen. How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation? Hebrews chapter 2, verse 3. Listen, there's no excuse. There's no escape. I know I'm saved.
Amen.
I'm not tossed to and fro by one of doctrine. Man, I tell you what, I done got it rooted and nailed down with Bible nails. I'll tell you right now, I could stand, having done all to stand there with. I have put on the whole armor of God that I might be able to stand against the wiles of the devil.
Yeah. Amen.
You better too. Father, we thank you for the privilege to preach your word here today. Father, I've done the best I could. I don't know the needs here, Lord. You do. The Bible said you're greater than our heart. You know all things. And if our heart condemn us not, we have confidence towards God. And whatsoever we ask, we receive, because we do those things that please in His sight. Lord, if you're dealing with someone's heart this morning, I pray there be a doer, not a hearer only of your word. I pray, Lord, they put feet upon your will for them to come forward and get saved. Lord, we know that salvation is of the Lord. We know, except the Lord build the house, they that labor to build it, labor in vain. But Lord, we know you added to the church daily such as should be saved. You've got to do it. One plants, one waters, but God gives increase. We just pray, dear Father, today everybody obey from their heart that form of doctrine. They obey the Holy Spirit's beckoning. May the Holy Spirit be the usher here today. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen. Brother Jerry, would you please come get an invitation on him? Thank you for bearing with me. We're just a messenger boy. If old Brother Eddie rocks your boat, don't blame me.
Amen.
Page 122.
It's not my problem if I rock your boat. But God can help you with it.
Yeah, that's right.
Amen.